We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is the feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
An absolute tragedy yesterday in my hometown, in Parenton. One woman is dead after a fatal crash yesterday morning. It happened at the intersection of Furman Road and Carter Street. Police say a car traveling west on Furman Road, driven by a woman in her 40s, was struck by an SUV along Carter Street. The driver of the car was pronounced dead at the scene, and the passenger in that same car, a 21-year-old woman, was taken to Strong with minor injuries. The driver of the SUV, a man in his 40s, was not injured. Deputies are still investigating the cause of the crash, but say slippery conditions could have been a contributing factor, and the identities of the people involved have not been released.
This is an insane story out of Montana, where veterinarians brought a frozen cat back to life using heating pads and a heated cage.
Insane.
I mean, this cat is apparently immortal. The cat was found unresponsive.
Well, they have nine lives.
Well, allegedly. The cat was found unresponsive and caked in snow by its owners. Its internal temperatures were so low that it didn't even register on the vet clinic's thermometer.
Oh.
Quote, "I've never seen this," said the veterinarian with 24 years of experience. Fluffy's owners say they revived the pet. And, of course, will now be a strictly indoor cat.
Oh, right, because it was like an outdoor cat, mostly lived outside. Yeah.
How amazing is that? And there's photos. We put this up at 98pxy.com,
yeah,
by the
definitely.
Way. The photos are unbelievable. And the fact that it's just, like, fine now.
Well, it's funny because it has, like, the, you know, kind of the balls of, like, snow matted onto it. Mm-hmm. And I know my dog, George, he gets that when we take him for a walk and stuff. You know, he'll get little balls of snow, like, in his paws. Nothing like this.
Insane.
You can't even imagine this until you see it at 98pxy.com. Remember that creepy FaceTime bug that was allowing callers to hear and see you even if you didn't accept the call or before you accepted the call on FaceTime?
Yeah, a lot of people were worried about that,
by the way. Now, Apple could be paying up to $200,000 to the person who discovered the bug, and that person is a 14-year-old boy.
Really?
So normally Apple offers up $200,000 to security researchers, not high school students, who discover vulnerabilities and then report them to Apple. But Apple told TheVerge.com that in addition to compensating the boy's family for discovering the vulnerability, also going to provide an additional gift to fund the teen's college tuition. So pays to be savvy.
And finally, in the Team PXY feed, local law enforcement officials from across our area gathered in Livingston County yesterday to voice their opposition to the legalization of marijuana in New York State.
Really?
Their main message was pretty simple. They said it's all about safety. Like many opponents of legalization, they cited crime and highway deaths increasing as a possibility, and they used numbers from Colorado to try to prove their point. Mm-hmm. 5 years after pot became legal there, 70% of recreational users admitted to driving after using marijuana.
Oh.
Of course, marijuana-related traffic deaths have increased 151%.
Oh, my gosh.
Officers also pointed out that unlike how they can do it with alcohol, where they have a breathalyzer and there's testing, there's not really a roadside test to measure THC levels, which is, of course, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana.
Well, then it sounds like they need to come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, not the police, but scientists, somebody, you know, come up with that, because they had to invent the breathalyzer for alcohol. Somebody had to invent that.
There is some special training that police officers can go through, but apparently it's quite expensive, and to get every officer on, you know, on the squad or whatever to do it is kind of unrealistic. But 2 out of every 3 New Yorkers responded to a poll last month saying they support recreational use.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's pretty inevitable that it is going to be legalized in the next couple of years, I would say. And I think the biggest thing
sooner.
Is
I mean,
maybe
I know
sooner.
Cuomo's pushing for
he is.
April.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing is that if it is legalized recreationally, it needs to be treated the same way that alcohol is, where you don't smoke and get high and then go drive, you know?
Right.
Same way you don't drink, hopefully. I mean, you can, but you get, you know, DWI.
Same kind of thing.
And
by the way, if you missed a story in the feed last hour, and we'll touch on it coming up again in about an hour from now, how you can travel the world document it on social media, and get paid.
Just, like, it sounds too good to be true, but it's not.
This
it's
is
real.
A dream for many people. You can see that story right now if you don't want to wait till the feed next hour. You could text in the keyword cruise to 69822. That's cruise to 69822.
Get the details on
coming
that.
Up next, though. Savage or sensible? There's a lot of people out there that say, when it comes to Valentine's Day, any gift is nice.
Uh-huh.
Just any gift. If they come home with anything.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts, right? We'll put that to the test next with Savage or Sensible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.